Track 9, and back to news stories again. Waggy tails welcome at Care Home Dog Show. Tails will be wagging when four-legged friends are invited to a Teignbridge residential home to take centre stage at a community dog show. Mulberry House Residential Home in Bobby Tracy is hosting a fun-filled dog show next month and is inviting the community to join its residents and staff. The event will take place in the grounds of Mulberry House on Saturday, July the 18th, with registration from 3 p.m. and judging beginning at 3:30 p.m. Residents will be taking on the important role of judges, helping to choose the winners across a range of light-hearted categories, including Prettiest Bitch, Handsome Boy, Senior Star, Best Trick, Waggiest Tail, Best Coat, and Cutest Dog. Entry to the dog show is £5 per dog, with all proceeds going to a local animal shelter. Spectators can attend free of charge, making it a chance for families, neighbours and dog lovers to come along, enjoy the atmosphere and support a good cause. The team at Mulberry House hopes the event will bring the community together for an afternoon of wagging tails, smiles and plenty of puppy love. A spokesman said, "Our residents are so excited about hosting their very own dog show. Animals bring so much joy, conversation and companionship into the home, and we know this will be a wonderful afternoon for everyone involved. We would love local people to come along, whether they are entering their dog or simply joining us to enjoy the fun. It's a lovely way for our residents to connect with the community, meet some beautiful dogs and support a local animal shelter too. Anyone wishing to enter their dog is asked to register in advance so the team can plan for the number of wagging tails attending."
The Timoth Seafront. Timoth's long-awaited seafront illuminations are a step closer after Devon's Highways Department gave the Town Council's plans the green light. Mock-up designs have already been created for a salmon and anchor motif to adorn the 40 lighting columns along the seafront. Timoth Town Council has also earmarked £60,000 to pay for the lights to be made and installed. But Devon County Council has been unable to approve the technical specifications for the scheme while its Highways Department was in the process of drawing up a new policy on decorative street lighting. Timoth has been waiting for this hurdle to be cleared since March 25. On Tuesday, June the 9th, Timoth Town Clerk Ian Wedlake told the Town Council the Highways Department had finally given the go-ahead. He said he can now ask the lighting company to make the necessary modifications to its designs so that the final versions and the pricing can be agreed by the Town Council. The next step will be seeking planning permission from Teignbridge District Council, which could be granted within about 2 months from the application date. Once this is agreed, the installation of the lights can be completed by contractors. The lampposts are already fitted with electricity boxes to power the lights. Ian said it's too soon to give a definite timeline for when Teignmouth Seafront will be lit up once again, but he is quite optimistic that progress will be much quicker now. "We've already done a lot of the work, the infrastructure is already there, so I think we're in pretty good place." Teignmouth has been without its seafront lights since October 2021, when the County Council removed them for safety reasons. The Town Council has been working to replace them ever since.
Road maintenance work kicks off. Work is underway on annual surface dressing across roads in Devon. Between May and September, Devon County Council says it will treat 150 sites covering 250 kilometres of road. Surface dressing does not include pothole repairs, though as it is a preventative measure which is used on roads which are still in reasonable condition. It helps stop potholes forming and extends the life of the surface, reducing the need for more costly repairs later. The process involves spraying a layer of bitumen emulsion onto the road, followed by stone chippings, which are rolled in to seal the surface and improve grip. And because the chippings need warm, dry conditions to bond, work is carried out during the summer months. However, work depends on the weather, and if it's cold or wet, work may be rescheduled. Following treatment, most roads reopen the same day. Temporary speed limits are put in place to help the new surface bed in and to reduce the risk from loose chippings. Within a day, the newly dressed road is swept to remove loose chippings, and to minimise waste, these chippings are recycled. They are collected, cleaned and reused on future schemes. Councillor Dan Thomas, Devon County Council's Cabinet Member for Highways, said, "We know people get frustrated by potholes, so this is about getting ahead of the problem rather than reacting to it. Surface dressing is one of the most effective ways we can protect our roads. It helps keep more of the network in good condition and makes the best use of the budget we have. There can be some short-term inconvenience while the work is carried out, but it is quick and it helps avoid more disruptive repairs in the future. We would ask people to take care on newly treated roads and follow the temporary speed limits."
Fire breaks out at building materials site. Firefighters were called in to tackle a fire which broke out at a site containing building materials in Kingstainton. Crews from Newton Abbott were alerted yesterday to reports of a fire in the open on the outskirts of Newton Abbott. Thick black smoke could be seen rising from some distance away from the blaze. On arrival, firefighters found a quantity of building materials and tyres were well alight, with the fire spreading towards a nearby van. As the crew got to work, the landowners used a telehandler to remove large amounts of blockwork so firefighters could access the whole area. The fire was caused accidentally when an incinerator bin was left unattended and too close to other combustible materials. Newton Abbott firefighters called in another appliance to attend to bring more water. Two firefighters wearing sets of breathing apparatus were sent to tackle the fire using a compressed air foam system jet. This was used due to the remote nature of the fire and the lack of water hydrants in the area. Although the incinerator bin was believed to have already burned out, this incident dramatically highlights the importance of ensuring that if you have a fire, it is in a clear area and you stay with it and you have the means of extinguishing the fire should it become larger than desired. The quick work from the crews ensured that the fire was quickly knocked back and that the damage to the van was minimal. We would like to extend our thanks to the crew at Torquay for your assistance in this fire.
Petrol station's bid for charging point approved. A petrol station off the A380 is set to install an electric vehicle charging point as planners approve new proposals. Motor Fuel Group sought permission for two electric EV charging points with four electric vehicle bays at Telegraph Hill service station. The application also sought permission to remove and replace the existing jet wash, air unit and vacuum unit. The covering letter for the application said, "The proposals will contribute positively to the existing EV charging network, to the benefit of those utilising the strategic highway network surrounding the application site. And Teignbridge Council have granted planning permission. The development hereby permitted shall begin before the expiry of 3 years from the date of this permission," the council said.